And we're just going to clear it. We're not going to clear all the trauma, like clean it up for you, because that would take 20 or 30 hours. We're going to clean up what is related to you having allergies. So that's what we're going to do today. But I would recommend, I took 3 days and cleared all the trauma from past lives. And it was crazy. I have to tell you, the results were unbelievable. I kind of laid on my sofa and went hiking, and I just kept pumping and pumping and pumping. And I did it for 3 days, and I got to zero. I got to, oh, my God, I'm finally to zero. And all of a sudden, people thought I had lost weight, gotten younger. Where have you been all my life? I've been looking for you. It was after that I got on the summits. It was like everything changed when I got all that trauma and violence out of my field, which wasn't me putting it there. It was put there by the things that had happened to me, and I had never taken the time to clear it out. And so if you want to be seen for who you are as a loving, kind being who's here to help humanity, that is a really, really good tip to clean all the violence out of your field. All the hate, all the envy, all the jealousy, just take it out of your field. I never had that part of me, so it's been kind of a puzzle I've never had, and I know from people I've worked with how distressing it can be if you're a spiritual being and you have this inner being that's kind of jealous or envious. And so that can actually just be cleared by going through the same thing, all the amplification down to DNA and bloodline. Just take it out of you. And then sometimes understand that if it's a voice, it might be a spiritual parasite. If it's envy or hate or, you know, jealousy, those kind of things, it could be some spiritual parasite that's bonded into your brain somewhat, and we'll be teaching you how to get rid of all of that and removing a lot of that, hopefully to zero, on Wednesday, on the Thursday, third day. Okay. Yeah, but you might notice a little blue person down in the corner. We have welcome to our production team, Tina, who is training in today. So if you're getting probably messages if you are having any tech difficulties from Carolyn. And Tina is also part of our staff and is training, and she's very experienced in production. We're very excited to have her in this role. So she'll be supporting you as a class the whole week, Tina. And Carolyn, who's our lead production gal, will be here the whole week, and they'll be passing the baton back and forth as the week progresses. So it's nice to have some really great people supporting the process so that nobody gets lost in the quagmire of technology. We love technology. It gives us so much good. So again, we're clearing violence, hate, envy, jealousy, that kind of stuff from your field and from your body, from your cells, anything relating to allergies. So anything causing allergies, it's the foundation of allergies. And then reminding you that if you wanted to continue clearing when we're done, we'll be completing in 2 hours and 20 minutes, this would be a good project. And it's probably, for most of us, it's a three-day project. Let's see. I get maybe even 5 days of pumping all day long, so maybe you do it on a couple weekends where you can kind of spend time, or you do it every time you're in your car until you get it to zero. Made a huge difference for me. My allergies went from 100%, like being overwhelmed by allergies, to 5%. So I have a little bit of sensitivity, but almost nothing. So huge, huge difference. No allergy pills, no inhalers, no things to stick up my nose, no trauma in my tummy when I've eaten something I'm allergic to, because I'm not allergic to it anymore. So I was diagnosed allergic to 16 foods, and they were common foods, and allergic to cats and dogs and anything that had hair. Dust and dust mites, severe allergies. So you know, kind of woman who needs to live in a bubble. And I don't want to live in a bubble. Yeah, Heather was noticing the presence of Mother Mary, who is very, very dear to me, who I love very much. And I ask for Mary and Jesus and the Supreme Being to help this class really just look out for each one of you, as we aren't physically together and I can't just keep an eye on you. I've asked them to help me keep an eye on you. So you might experience that presence. You might not. It's okay either way. We will be doing the rosary on Sunday morning, and you'll, I think we'll be doing it as a PowerPoint so you can see it. I think that might be a nice way to do it, but I'll sort that out before Sunday happens. And it'll not be the rosary you're used to. It'll be illumination, the rosary of real awakened Christ consciousness. So you'll love the words. They're magical. And whether you're whatever background you're from, you know, I teach how to access the divine in many ways. And I was raised Christian, so this is near and dear to me, but I love to teach the yogic traditions, and we address Buddha and the Islamic path. And I mean, we're happy to just honor Judaism and every path. Every path is right. And you know, your path is beautiful. What you'll have from the experience on Sunday is you'll have an understanding, Christian, not Christian, an understanding of how to access Divine Mary and go into bliss, go into that transformation with that experience. So it's going to be very sweet. And probably for many of you, you've never prayed the rosary, so this will be the first rosary you ever pray, and it's the one that I wrote. It took me 10 years to write it, and it's incredibly sweet and thoughtful and expands love in the most beautiful ways. We're just getting warm enough here. It's actually warmer outside, but the wind has been blowing, so it hasn't gotten hot in the house, so that's good. And I got ready for you knowing that I was going to be with you for 7 days. Yesterday, I hiked for 2 hours on the mountain and then did some little personal errands, very short, and then went to the most elegant spa in my neighborhood, the Bernardus Resort and Spa. And I had a facial and a massage and laid out at the pool and was just pampered from head to toe. So I'd be in really good shape for the whole week for you. And then went out for a beautiful dinner at the Corkscrew Bistro, which is really close to my house. So I wanted to, like, totally fuel my own emotional tanks and my physical tanks so that I could be my very best for you. And I encourage you to use that as an example when you're having to do a marathon of giving, to really make sure that you're fueled and you're filled up, because it's really hard to give from empty tanks, isn't it? I mean, you can show up, but you it's hard to really authentically presence the love that you really are. So you want to always make sure that you're fueling your emotional tanks and your spiritual essence, you know, so that you get to be authentically you. I think a note came in here. Let's see. Elizabeth, I felt the presence yesterday after I signed up for the class and all day today. Now it's Mother Mary. Thank you. Love, love, love. Beautiful. You also may feel me, and you know, you may have, you know, talked to me in your dreams and things. That happens a lot with people, so that won't be a surprise if you end up seeing me in your dreams or have me around a little. I don't hang around you guys, by the way. I don't spy on you. But if you're thinking about me and needing help, I usually show up. I've had 6 lifetimes here. I'm not part of this original group, but I'm part of the designers. So this is part of the process for me, was to really experience human incarnations and the deepest of suffering, so I could understand what went wrong with the blueprint, what isn't working with the blueprint, and then give it as a gift back to humanity. You know, really, like, make a few repairs, which I've done, and I'll be making many more repairs, and really give you the information back. So I'm part of the group of beings, the designers. Okay, Elizabeth. Yep. Okay. Okay, so I get a go for we've cleared the violence related to allergies. So we've cleared that for everybody. For the worst of you, you can muscle test, but for those of you who have had a lot of lifetimes and a lot of really tough lifetimes, you're going to clear for 7 days. And for the best of you, the best of you have 2 days to clear. So everyone definitely has stuff to clear. And then really be careful on what you watch, you know, like the shows you watch. If you're watching a lot of violence on shows, that will also become part of you. So you want to stop with watching a lot of violence. And if you do, then clear yourself when you're done so you clear it out of your field. Okay, let's go on to, we'll start with amplification. And again, we're going to be working on clearing allergies. Hang on one sec, I'm going to do the screen share. It's getting the right one up there. Screen share. Sorry. I've got to start up here, amplification. So again, what we're clearing is on the left. Your left side, I don't know. It's right under amplification, right side, left side, not sure. So let's go ahead and we'll work on, first of all, we'll clear satanic or dark energies related to allergies. And so let's go ahead and clear that first. About 60% clear on satanic or dark energies. So you're just pumping. You can pump with two hands. As a matter of fact, when you're clearing, chopping, that two-handed, the double-fisted thing works really well. Okay, we're almost there at 98%. So one of the things that's happening is this is affecting different parts of your body and in the systems that are affected by, like, the inflammation and the, histamine reaction. So it's clearing out of a lot of different parts of you. This dark energy or satanic energy. And then we're going to go on to Lucifer Stops next. Oh, and there's a lot of Lucifer Stops when it comes to this issue. For the whole group, there's over 300 Lucifer Stops. So I'm going to come back on. You've looked at this for a little bit, so I'm going to come back. So you can see me. Here I am. I'm back. So you can only look at a PowerPoint so long. Okay. So we're clearing. We're in Lucifer Stops now. So we've finished with the darker satanic energy. Now we're clearing Lucifer Stops. Is anybody having a sensation in the body? Anybody feeling different? Tingling in the nose and frontal sinus heaviness. Thank you. Okay, good. All right. So Jyoti, that's a good result. I know I'm feeling it. It's funny because I'm feeling it in my forearms. That's a very strange place. I'm feeling it around like my heart and lungs and in my bronchial passages. Feeling it in my temples. And my upper shoulders. That's interesting, isn't it? Kind of strange places you wouldn't think. Okay. Forehead aches. Yep, that's good. That would be a good result, the forehead aching, because it'll go to clear in a few minutes. And Charlotte says she feels clear. Uh-huh. And Crystal, fourfold quantum pump is all the extremities quite a workout. A nice bonus. Yeah, that's true. If you were doing that, because I would think that keeping your feet going like that would affect your abdomen at some point. Obviously, your shins and your ankles. And, yeah, that's true. It's a big workout. Who knew you'd be kind of sedentary for 7 hours, but you'd be kicking up a storm and getting a good workout. And Alex, tingling in my hands and my neck, head feeling heavy. This is very normal. It's before it's completely cleared. Elizabeth, my chat stopped. Oh, that's okay. Okay, the Lucifer stops are about 80% clear. Okay, and Crystal, sinuses, nervous system, much clear, cleaner and clearer. Very good. And Elizabeth, felt my hands, my neck feel like have something heavy on me. And then Crystal, diamond program and Pilates program. Ah, that's it, diamond Pilates, the diamond Pilates program. That's really funny. You should be a comedian. That's so cute. Deb, ache gone. Very good. So one of the things that happens when we're really focused on a specific area, and it won't necessarily happen with allergies, but like with legs or lungs or something like that, we're focused on an area, even though we're not clearing out spiritual parasites, they get moved out because we're focusing so much energy in that area. So between the clearings, and understand we're clearing amplification, but we're not going after them. But if you really focus on it, they don't get to stay in there. Now, they might come back, and that's why we actually do all of the clearings that we do ultimately. But you'll notice that sometimes pressure is being applied, release and let go, and that might be spiritual parasites that could be in there because of a soul contract or a curse or something, and you clear it out and they're gone too. Lucifer stops are cleared. Just take a peek here. So the next one are soul contracts, demonic evil spirit, and satanic curses. And with soul contracts, we also deal with soul contracts of others affecting you negatively. There be a few for some of you. It's not a real big player, but there might be a few. So when we do soul contracts, we also remove any soul contracts of others affecting you negatively. So we start with... soul contracts, demonic evil spirit, and demonic curses. Looks like our viewers dropped. Did we lose some people? Maybe. Okay, that's 98% clear on the soul contracts, demonic evil spirit, and satanic curses. So we are almost done with that. And then we'll go to cycles and timelines and amplification on allergies. Okay, so that's clear. So now we're on cycle and timeline. And cycles on allergies, you might be looking at cycles like the spring and summer is a cycle for pollen allergies, and cycles like holiday cycles and eating foods that you normally wouldn't eat that you're allergic to, things like that. You could be looking at those kind of cycles. And then time bombs, maybe you didn't have allergies. I didn't have allergies until I was 21, and then all of a sudden something went off on my timeline and kaboom, I had allergies. So maybe you're like that too, where something went off on your timeline and then it continues. There might be other timelines where the allergies get worse or you know, those kind of things. So we'll clear those from the timeline. So timeline and cycles. That's the next thing that we clear. Cycles are 99% clear, so you're just doing the muscle testing, 99% clear. And then we'll be on timelines next. Percent clear on timelines. We're do it. Yay. Okay, maybe 99% on timeline at this point, so 1% more, it did feel like something shifted there. Okay, just another few seconds and we'll be done with this part, and then we go on to the next thing. Yeah, it's a deep clearing, Elizabeth. It is profound. So from amplification, we're going into perception, and we'll be working on these up on the top here. We've done cycles and timelines. We can clear emotional body too, but actually emotional body we'll get in the next clearing when we go down to emotions. So let's just do the top part here, group mind virus, curses, black magic, atheist energy, and trauma from past lives and this life. And then we'll skip those other things, but those can sometimes fall in perception. That's why they're in there. If you are doing a clearing on your children or family members, can you pump for them or should they pump too? You can pump for them, but I wanted to actually, that's so good that that came up again, because I want to talk to you about this while we're clearing. It's a good conversation to have. Permission. And you should not do clearings on a bunch of people without permission. As a matter of fact, you should do no clearings on anyone without permission. So what does that mean? If you do clearings or activations on people who didn't say, will you specifically help me with this, you will very likely take on some of their karma, some of the problems, and you will take away their right to learn or grow from the problem. So you want to get permission. Are you ready to let this go? Do you want to let this go? People will sometimes say, no, I don't want to let that go. Well, that's a good indication that they want to learn something from it, and they don't want you to take it away from them. So always, always, always get permission. And sometimes, you know, when your cells go to a higher level of function, their cells will cell-to-cell communication. Their cells will mirror that, and it's like, oh, this feels so nice to be around you now because your cells are different, and I like it, and their cell pattern will line up to your new cell pattern. And that is complete permission to shift, because you didn't actually go in there and change anything. Their body was in agreement to shift up. So that's one way that the body can experience the shift up. So the other thing to do, you know, just ask. Just, I'm working on this in this class, and I learned how to clear this issue. Can I have permission to work on you? And then if you're with in a really traditional family, the way to say it is, you know, I've studied with a minister, and she's taught me how to pray to help you. And I'm wondering if I can pray for you on this area. Because essentially it's the same thing. And people who may not want a quantum activation would very willingly want you to pray for them. So you can put it in the words that they'll understand and get permission. So it doesn't, you're not tricking them by saying, I worked with a minister, I am an ordained minister, and I did teach you how to work with the field, which is really one of the ways we pray. So if you're giving them a language they understand, that's fine. That's fine. And but, you know, there's part of scripture also that says, look at the log in the camel in your own eye before you clear the log in your own eye before you clear the splinter, you know, like the little sliver in another person's eye, meaning nothing particularly, like you're not bad or anything, but we all have so many things that we should really be focused on ourselves for a while before we focus on others. And it's so exciting to get the information because, oh, I can help her because she's got this, and I can help her because she's got that. When you get into the Ruby level, if you go on, you're going to get a homework on how to regenerate the entire body over a course of 6 months. So you'll get the roadmap for regenerating the entire body. And you'll do it one part every week for 26 weeks. And so you have that opportunity to really pay attention and focus on yourself. And I like people to really have some experience and really understand what they're doing so that when they work with people, they're sophisticated in the way that they love and share with people. And I don't know if that makes perfect sense, but I consider this really an activation with love wisdom and with wise elder wisdom. And that's something that's gleaned by being an observer, to get out of the judgmental mind and get into what is it that's happening, what's missing, what needs to be done, is there more activations, is there more clearing, where does the body need more regeneration? I mean, I, at any given time, I found myself every day because I learn so much on myself. I work on other people every day, but I also work on myself every day, and I really use myself to learn from. So I have created such change in my body, my field, my money. I'm kind of outspoken about the shifts in wealth because a few years ago I was really just living, you know, hand to mouth, and it was tough. I was in a little condo, a little two-bedroom condo that I was renting for $1,300 a month. I lived in an okay neighborhood, but I lived a block from the freeway, and I had freeway traffic noise every day of my life. There were times when it was really tight, when money was really tight, and I couldn't afford to do what I wanted to do on the website, or I had to wait, you know, a month or 2 months or 3 months before I could do the next step on my book or whatever it was. It wasn't that long ago. And I went through, really, how do you radically clear, like, the family patterns? My father was an indentured servant. His grandmother was an indentured servant. My mother's mother was sold into slavery. You know, I mean, like, talk about human trafficking. My family had it on both sides. And there was, like, slave pictures and impoverished and keep your head down pictures. And if you've got that going on, it's really tough to make an impact in the world. And I know that I added that to all of the health issues. I added this kind of weird programming for finances so that I would have to learn how You know, a person who's in a struggling situation with finances could get to a place of financial freedom. And I'm definitely still in my process, but over the course of a few years, I've been able to clear much of what has held me back with my being able to live the life that I feel is appropriate for me. And bought my dream home, live on 3 acres in a beautiful home with a separate office building out there for my team members who want to work here on site. I'm decorating. I'm doing what I want to do. Next thing on the schedule is to replace the car. I have a beautiful car. I probably won't replace it, but it's an older car. It's an older model luxury car. I'd like to get a little convertible. And, you know, it's not like it's all about money, because I would tell you that it's about living to the place where you feel really happy and comfortable. And if you're comfortable living in a little studio and driving a car that's, you know, 20 years old, that's perfect. That's what you're comfortable with. But if you've always felt like, well, I feel like I was meant to live in a different expression of paradise than I'm living in, then these activations can help you. They can help you transform your space so that you can step into the place where you feel like you're meant to be living. And right now, I have 3 separate teams working for me to revamp things so we can do a better job on the global market. So the website and funnels and, you know, being able to find things on the website, the blog, everything has been redone. Actually, we'll be launching in about a week the website. So anyway, I've got 3 different teams working on that and copywriters. And so I couldn't do that a few years ago. And because of the grace that is in my life and my willingness to keep looking at what's in the way and then clear it, so what's in the way and clear it, I've been able to step into a level of financial freedom that my parents look at me and can't figure out how in the world that happened. So I had some loving conversations with my father before I moved into the house, and I think they thought I was going to buy like a mobile home. And when my folks found out I bought in a really beautiful, prestigious area, and I bought on 3 acres of beautiful home, they just, you know, kind of blew them out of the water, because nobody in our family has done anything like this. My brothers and sisters do own, some of them own houses, some of them don't. So there's the homeownership, but there's the, you know, real modest house in a not-so-good neighborhood, or there's, you know, a whole new structure. And that's really out of that field or realm of Genesis, isn't it? It's like creating something out of nothing. So it's clearing amplification and perception, emotions, DNA, bloodline of things that would block me. And then it's really this Genesis, this new life. And I feel like I'm at the birth of this new life. So it's really wonderful. It's stepping into a kind of being powerful beyond measure and not limited. So it gets you into the quantum space where the relativity or the, you know, the science, the physics of the Newtonian physics of the apple dropping from the tree and you can only do what's in front of you to do, gets blown away when you can take the old programs that aren't working for you and just remove them from your space. And then with that realm of Genesis, begin anew with a new level of creation. And then what happens is we're accessing, from Genesis, we're accessing amplification. So we're building something new, and we're amplifying the energy of that new. So what your consistent thoughts are, once you've cleared things, what you consistently are ruminating on, thinking about, dreaming about, that is what you're bringing in. Now, the actual act of creation and bringing in something new that comes from the field of quantum. So, you know, but it's amplified because we're dwelling on it. We're dwelling on our consistent thoughts. And not like I wish, but I see myself living in my dream home, in my palace. I had such a physical feeling about this. I had been looking in the Bay Area for a long time for a house, and I wasn't finding it, San Francisco Bay Area. And off and on I'd look, and I just wouldn't find what I wanted. And maybe it was the price range. It was a little less than, it was quite a bit less than what I ended up with. And that was part of what I realized as well. I don't think I can get what I need and want in the price range I'm looking in. So I need to create my intentions and mock-ups in a way that there's funding for the level that I really want. So it's going to not be that I have to go up, you know, like buy a house and then 2 years later buy a house and then 2 years later buy a house and move in that way. I'd have to, like, create a new kind of intention. I'd have to be able to, you know, get the down payment, whatever that is, you know, however you create it, where you consistently see, well, I see that I'm capable of that. I see that that's, you know, possible, and then go into the no time, no space place of generation or regeneration or creation. So understand that there are no limits except the limits that we put on ourselves. And I put limits on myself. Obviously, I do. It took, you know, a tremendous effort for me to move. And I think that moving can be effortless. And I think that this could have manifested even easier than it did. It took me 5 months to get out of the place I was in and into this place. Had to go through 5 mortgage brokers. And I knew that I was going to go through 5. I had told the realtor, we're going to do 5 mortgage brokers before we get the right one. And we did. And I had to pay more than full price. Turns out the sellers didn't want to sell. They were in a difficult financial situation, so they had it on the market so the bank would see they were making an effort to get it sold, but they had turned down 3 full price offers, so I had to pay over full price for the house. But I felt like, I'm going to be here 20 years. This is my house. This is the house that I've been looking for. And by the way, this is the first house that I looked at. I had this knowing, and you know when divine direction guides you somewhere. I insisted on looking at 15 houses, but this was the first house. I walked in the house and I said, I think this is my house. And then I went and saw everything else on the market and came back and made an offer on this. So understand that everything is possible. And then based on the amount of limitations we have, and that where I see you clear the limitations isn't in something like, you know, I had someone say, oh, I'm working with my inner child. And I said, well, an inner child is usually a spiritual parasite, so I would just stop working with the parasites. But, you know, rather than dallying around with, you know, how do I feel emotionally about this, let's just get in there and clean it out. Let's clean out the billions of programs that are saying in your bloodline or your clan or the timeline or whatever that you can't have what you want. Let's clear it out, and then let's generate the life that you really want. So, I speak about the wealth thing, and it's a big deal to me because it was one of those areas where there was no reference in my field for what I was going to generate. It did help me. I dated a very, very wealthy man for a year. He's worth like $55 billion. And I wouldn't say that we had a great intimate relationship. He was very, he admired me a lot for the power I had, and I was very fond of him. But the one thing I learned from being related to him was how people who have that much wealth, how their field works, you know, like, so if you look at everything as an observer and you really, consider, you know, if you're not just, I wish that were me, but you look at, well, how does that field work differently than my field? And you compare the compressed field that you have, or like the, no, it's going to take me 12 years to do this, and it's going to, and then you see how, you know, the owner of Priceline, they started out with a completely different idea, and it morphed into the very first, most successful, you know, travel site ever, and then all these knockoffs came after it, but they were the very first. And you look at that field, and he started in the same place that many of us started in. He was the son of a mother who married four men, and his fourth stepfather, or fourth father, whatever stepfather raised him, was a drunk and would say to him, you don't deserve anything, you're not lovable, you're never going to amount to anything, you're going to be a failure. And from that, he, you know, just so focused, just incredible focus he had on, he wanted like some beautiful Ferrari or something, and that was what he wanted. And he wanted it when he was 16, and he focused on it, and he just manifested out of that. He's like, I'm not going to be suppressed by this mean stepfather. I am going to create something different than anybody in my family's created. And then he grew into this field where now he works with the Pentagon. And, you know, I've been with him in Obama, the White House is called, you know, so he'll get calls from heads of state and can you do this for us? And so understand that his reality, even though he doesn't really understand how he's doing it, he's working with the quantum field and he has such a disciplined focus that he is an incredible manifester. Like he really transforms. Imagine what it would be like for him if he actually really did this quantum work. I mean, I could see him king of the world. But maybe not today. Okay, I saw some things coming in. Okay, so we talked about getting permission. That was probably what started me on this conversation. And for me, I have to take care of myself first, like if we were on a plane. Exactly. That's exactly right, Deb. And that was what I really wanted you to understand is it's really better to focus on you. If you're going into the year-long program, the first 6 months, we really want you just focused on you. Yes, you can, if you're already a health practitioner of some kind, you can use these techniques with your clients. But what we're really looking at is getting you to a much, much higher state. And in that higher state of being, in that healthier place of being, then you're developing this kind of wisdom. And I always like to refer to it as love wisdom or wise elder wisdom, both of them, where you've matured, you've ripened, you understand, you're not just doing a technique, you understand why you're helping this person and how it works. And so if you really are like, really can give to yourself, and if that's a problem for people, I don't have permission to give to myself, we can do a clearing on that. But you give to yourself first. I know I've been looking at, I pulled back, and so giving to myself, I give to myself, I do, but allowing myself to have my spiritual reverie, I've really kept myself very disciplined and present with you guys. I've wanted to really like gift you with everything I could and not just kind of float away and be that, you know, spiritual being who's just wafting around. But I've been really looking at the idea of gifting to myself in the evenings, you know, when I have no commitments to you guys, like sitting out under the stars and just becoming one with the glory or one with divinity or one with bliss and just allowing myself back into that space that I really had more access to when I allowed it. So in my 30s and early 40s, I'm 58, by the way, I allowed that to happen. And then there was a point where I was becoming transparent and that I would go into a kind of bliss or I'd be doing a lot of activations and people would say they could see through me to the chair. And I thought, well, I have to stay physical so people can see me. So that's when I became very disciplined about being really physical and being real so that you guys can have an experience with me and I'm not floating away. But being able to give to yourself in whatever way, being able to allow yourself to be present with the divine, being able to really heal yourself, and I'm just using the word heal, but really bring your body into a better place or your finances into a better place or your emotional love life into a better place. That's incredible, and that's what we're all about. That's what I'm looking for from the work that we do together, is for you to be able to step into full self-expression and understand that even if you're in what looks like full self-expression to everybody else, like for me, now I'm I'm landed. I'm in my appropriate home for the next who knows how long. I love it here. I don't need to move. It's just ideal. And so rectifying that in the outer world, getting the website corrected, and really looking at what's next for me is the full self-expression of me in all ways, including that which is spirit, including that which is out in the world. So we're doing both things at the same time, which is really so wonderful for me and for you guys too. So yes, definitely take care of yourself first. And then that was Deb. And then Deb, wonderful abundance story. That's for me too. I have what she's having. I'll have what she's having. Good. Very good. Well, we have a whole day on wealth. And then for those of you who are going to choose to jump into the wealth program, it starts in end of September and goes all the way through the month of October. And I think it ends the first week in November. So there's a six-week Accelerate Wealth program that really does the transformation. You get 6 hours more of clearing in addition to the time that we spend together. Okay, and Deb, LOL, not exactly what you have, as you say, but rather the life of my desires. Good. And Renee, will the quantum activations work on animals? Definitely. And I'm definitely looking for students who want to work with animals, because I can train you. I've worked with animals many times. Mostly dogs and cats, but it works with all beings. Understand that we are all, including animals and the earth, everybody is part of the quantum field. Everything is part of the field. And when I'm doing my VIP sessions, animals tend to jump in people's laps or sit on their feet or something, and they just love this shifting of, I don't know what. People call it quantum energy, but they love the feeling of the quantum experience. I think we're going to use it as experience. We're going to say that. Okay, let's see where we are here. I'm going to go back to the screen share for a little bit. That was that kind of fun. I liked it. Okay, so let's see. We had moved into perception. We cleared a group mind virus. We've cleared black magic. We've cleared trauma from past lives. So we need to clear curses, atheist thought forms. Yep, curses and atheist thought forms. And then we will move into emotions. And again, we are working, right now we're working on allergies. So just to remind you. So curses, atheist thought forms, and then we move into emotions. Is everybody in the season of summer? I know the United States is summer. What is the season where you are? Is it summer where you are? It's so beautiful here. We'll be taking a break in 20 minutes. We did a longer session. This session's a little longer, and then we'll have a 5-minute break at 2 o'clock, and then we'll go for another 55 minutes. So we have 20 more minutes. We should be able to clear allergies, and in that time we might actually get started on the legs before we take our break, and then we'll work on circulation, legs, the limbs, the circulation, and having legs feel great. So we'll work on the legs in the next hour. End of summer, warm weather in Sweden. Nice. End of summer here, too. But I'm in California, so end of summer means on the calendar it's the end of summer, but it doesn't mean the end of summer. We have kind of like summer-like weather through the end of October or into November sometimes. By November, it's starting to rain and get cool. But usually we have a few more months of this. Oh, it's nice. And Deb said thank you. You're welcome. Will they be cleared too? The legs? Yes, hopefully. I think that's what you're asking. You didn't say what it was. You said they. But if you're asking legs, yes, they should be cleared. Okay, so perception is cleared. We're going now down to emotions. I'll just get the screen back up with the PowerPoint. Going to emotions. And what we're going to clear is emotional thought forms, emotional body, etheric body, emotional brain. That's what we're going to clear here, this stuff. This is what we're clearing. And again, it's around allergies. Yeah, Lexis next hour. Uh-huh. And let's see, in the other message asking about EMF vibrations and pesticides as toxins affecting me, like intolerances. That could have cleared if you had set the intention of clearing both allergies and intolerances. And if you had that intention, then they would have cleared. And I get that you did set that intention. So I get that the answer will be yes. And remember, everything is inner and outer. So we do the inner work, and then we also have outer actions that we do. So there are things that you avoid those things for a while. You know, when you're clearing a food allergy and you're doing it just on a dietary basis, you remove all the foods you're allergic to for 3 to 6 months. You just don't touch them for 3 to 6 months. You let your body reset itself. So you wouldn't want to just charge in and, you know, expose yourself to the stuff that your body has said no to for so long. You'd like to also allow your body to reset itself. Okay, emotional thought forms are cleared, emotional body cleared, etheric body cleared, and emotional brain. We're just going to do a little bit more on the emotional brain. And since we are doing allergies, and we're doing DNA tomorrow, but I think that it would be important that we'll just do the DNA clearing on the allergies as we're working on the allergies here. So we just take care of it in one fall swoop. But understand, we'll be going into greater detail about DNA clearings, and we'll be doing a lot of clearings tomorrow related to DNA issues. So that'll be really a fun day. But we will touch on the DNA, the resets, and bloodline right after emotions. And we're doing really good. We're making good progress here. Okay, and we are into DNA now. So DNA, the DNA reset, DNA from transplants or transfusions, and bloodline is what we'll be clearing off of this page. Okay, so the DNA is clear. DNA resets is at 60%. DNA from transplants is 100% clear, and bloodline is 100% clear. So we're just doing the reset. That's the last thing. And typically that is the last thing on this. If we rearrange the page, the DNA reset is the last thing we do in the DNA, and then we do the bloodline or clan. But we're just going to head and finish the reset, which will allow you to maintain the change regardless of going to sleep and leaving the body and coming back into the body. You'll be able to maintain that change that we're creating for allergies, for the improvement, actually for lack of, for feeling good and being non-responsive to things that normally used to disturb your space. Subtropic. Watch a guy on YouTube living there, growing fresh veggies all year around there in his own garden and juicing from it. I believe Daily C. Thank you. Crystal, I don't know. I'm not sure what subtropic means, but in the area I was in Mediterranean. And now I'm about 100 miles south, and I'm in a mountain region. But I do think that plants grow year-round. We don't get snow here. We don't get cold weather. We get cool weather, but not cold. This part of California is in a drought, so you'd have to be able to water. And it's a severe drought, so they're actually only allowing watering plants on Saturday and Wednesday, and it's actually really enforced. So very, it'll change. The water will come again. I think we've gone through, we usually have 7 years of drought and 7 years of rain here in California. I've been here a long time. And we're just in a particularly rough period where it's been a drought for a few years now. But it's beautiful where I live. I live up in the mountains, and it's quite luscious. So even despite the drought, the trees are green, and it's beautiful, very beautiful. Okay, and we're going to, got about, looks like about 2 minutes left on the DNA reset. And when we complete, we'll take our break. So you guys did great. We had a little longer session this time. We did a little longer than an hour. We did an hour and a half. We did it. Yay. And allergies is a pretty complex thing to clear, so we did really good. I mean, it can be quite challenging. Now, there might be other things. Like you might also need to regenerate the sinuses or, the adrenals or whatever it is that is responding with the histamine reactions. You might need to, alter something in the brain, or there might be some other things that need to be regenerated or improved. But this will be huge. This will be huge. And if you're one who really suffers from allergies, like I said, I spent 3 days clearing violence, and from 100% extreme severe allergies to 5% allergies, just by spending 3 days clearing. So that would be an excellent clearing to do after the class today, and then maybe as you can, work on that. Okay, good. I would say we're going to call that good. Crystal, like tropics or your possible grow agriculture. Sounds like, although droughts, no winters. What we have is rain and cool weather in the winters. California is huge. It's like the equivalent of like three states, so it could be a country into itself. I think you could fit a couple European countries into California. It's really a big state. And I'm kind of in the middle. So as you go south, it is more tropical. Although I have 15 palm trees in my front yard, so that's really very pretty. The fellow who owned the house before me was really into palm trees, and he nurtured them, so they're nice big palm trees. Okay, let's see. Are you close to Oja? I don't know what that is, Oja. Let me tell you where I am if you want to look on the map. I'm in Carmel Valley on the Monterey Peninsula. It's about 110 miles south of San Francisco, and it's along the coastline, and I'm 13 miles from the ocean, but I have ocean views from my bathtub and from the kitchen, and I have incredible mountain views from every area of my house because I'm on the top of the mountain, so every window that you look out, you see mountain views. It's just gorgeous. So I love it here, and I didn't want to live right on the ocean because the ocean tends to be foggy. It's Big Sur is real close. Santa Cruz is close. Monterey is the big town that's 15 miles from my house. And I live out in the country, so I'm going to get groceries takes a half an hour. Anything I do takes about a half an hour to get to. And but I just love it. I'm 13 miles from the ocean, but that takes about a half an hour because it's little country roads to get in. And it's dream come true for me. But I definitely had to get used to get in the car and drive a half an hour to buy, a loaf of rye bread. So you're a lot more practical. You go out a little less, and when you do, you hit everything all at once. So, okay, my dears. Love you. I'm going to come back in 5 minutes. We're going to take a five-minute break right now, so we'll be back at like 2 or 3 minutes after the hour. I'll just put this little sign back up, and we'll see you in 5 minutes.